One very important department of our union, we need a special separate department, and that is the department of tazkiyah, of purifying our soul, cleansing and purifying our soul. This is such an important department that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua to Allah Ta'ala for the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi and a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to Allah that Allah send the Rasul to the people of Mecca, and from the people of Mecca the Rasul must be. And then the work of the Rasul, so to say, the Nisa, the, what do you call Nisa? Syllabus of the Nabi, of the Rasul Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, made it in this dua. And what was that? Firstly, yatlu alayhim ayatika, that he'll make the tilawat of the ayats of the Quran Sharif. And from that also, just a little bit on that, that whenever we read Quran Sharif, make one niyat that, oh Allah, make it the source of our hidayat. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Every person gets back what he makes niyat for. Most of us think properly. When we start reading the Quran, we make no niyat. We just open the Quran and we start reading. Whether you want to read Nazra, or you want to learn your sabak, you want to learn your door, anything. You make Ramzan Sharif as ibadah to make one khatam. But normally we just open the Quran and we just read. Whereas Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh has written up to 20 niyats we can make when we read the Quran Sharif. And if we make those 20 niyats and we read one page, quarter supara, one supara, that person and another person who read the same but was no niyat, you can't imagine the difference just in that 5 minutes, in that half an hour between the two, how high one has gone to Allah and how low the other one. The effort was the same. The niyat is a work of the heart. Outward no work, not the hands have to work, not the tongues have to work, nothing but the heart. So tazkiyah. So if we read Quran Sharif amongst the many niyats, that Allah make it the source of my tazkiyah. So the Quran Sharif has got a very, very great effect on purifying a person. But if we read it with that niyat, and if we read it just to know our sabak, or we read it just to know our door, then it will be to that level. So read it up and see that how many the niyats that we can make, and try and get into the habit of making those niyats, inshallah. So that was tilawat. The next one, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ. The second work which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam put in the syllabus of the Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to teach the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, which we call the Darul Ulooms today. There was to recite the Quran Sharif, yes, to learn the tarjumah, to learn the tafsir, to take out the masalas from the Quran Sharif, etc. And hikmat hadith also. And the third important work was wayuzakki. It was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's duty also, part of his work of nabuwah, to make tazkiyah of the sahaba radiallahu anhu. So this is a very important aspect. Yeah, in the first supara, this ayat has come in the first supara. Then it has come again, very soon after that, in 2 places. And then in the 28th supara, similar, not the same ayat, but with the same meaning. Yeah, tazkiyah is put in 3rd place. Yatlu alihim ayatika, wa yu'allimuhum al-kitabu wal-hikmah, wa yuzakkihim. Then other places, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Then there يُزَكِّيهِمْ is 2nd place. And وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ is the 3rd place. So 3 places, tazkiyah is in 2nd place. And ta'aleem is in the 3rd place. Only in the first ayat, tazkiyah is in the last place. So this also shows that how that tazkiyah should be before ta'alim also. And if a person makes his tazkiyah and then he does his ta'alim, you will see the great, great difference in that. So therefore, it is very necessary for students to be concerned about their tazkiyah also. In the times of before, tazkiyah was 90% in the madaris and 10% was ta'lim. It changed so much. Today that tazkiyah is a foreign word in the madaris also. And this tazkiyah, the shoga, the department of tazkiyah and nafs, islah and nafs, in our times commonly it is called tasawwuf. And this has become such now in our madaris, if anyone is concerned about his islah, is trying to live a correct life according to the commands of Allah, he doesn't want to fall into ghibat, he doesn't want to fall into layani, unnecessary fuzur, talk, etc., then not only his fellow students, but even a satiza in a madrasa will make a mock out of him. Ye to bada sufi hai. Ye to bada bahut sufi ban raha. Even the ustads will make a mock out of him. What was supposed to be the object, and if we forget outside people, we ourselves, we make a mockery out of it, then how can we expect any goodness to come? If when a person starts thinking that his medicine is poison to him, how is he going to get shifa? So unfortunately that is a position that we have come to, that what was our duty and what was the cure prescribed by Allah in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah quoted in the Quran Sharif, and we don't pay any attention, or worse, we make a joke out of it, we make a mockery out of it, then how can we ever benefit from that? So it is very, very important that every student must be concerned about his study. And whichever department of deen, whether we are in the sneef, writing of kitabs, ta'lif, compiling of kitabs, tadrees, teaching, etc., whichever department, tabligh, whatever, but tazkiyah is absolutely essential for all. And just to try and illustrate that with a few examples, one is niyat. How many of us really make niyat? We all make asar namaz now. How many of us really make niyat for asar namaz? Okay? If we didn't make niyat, just coming for asar, that is for qahar britain, that's your niyat. But consciously to make a niyat, there is a world of difference between the two. And there are so many niyats also which we can make. The author of Mazahir-e-Haq, Sharah of Mishkat Sharif, has written up to 15 niyats we can make when we come to the masjid. How many of us make even one niyat? Perhaps our whole life we haven't made niyat when we come into the masjid. When we open the Quran Sharif to read, we haven't made niyat. We just read, we just come to the masjid. For eating, you can make so many niyats. And according to your niyat, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى, you get your sawab according to your niyat. How many niyats we make. So niyat is very important. So niyat for our coming to learn. Most of us, our niyat are to become an alim. That's all. Why you have to become an alim? If you have questioned that, perhaps now you will think, you will say for Allah's pleasure. But it wasn't in your heart. When you are asked, why are you doing this? You are doing it for Allah's pleasure. And you can make so many more niyats. So niyat is the first thing. And that niyat, you can make a wrong niyat also. To become an alim, which comes in the hadith, that if a person becomes an alim in order to argue with ulama, that I also have got knowledge now, I also got the line with me, I can argue with other ulama. And you are becoming an alim to attract people towards you. By your bayans, by your qiraat that you read, by your hijj that you are such a good hafiz, you want to attract people, then this person will go not slowly up, he'll go completely in the wrong direction and right down also. So niyat is so important that a person, but we don't even make niyat. And perhaps you must consider that what are we, and this also, perhaps when you are doing fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, you don't think that I'll become a big alim. But when you come in Hidayah, you come in Mishkat, Dora, now your ideas also change. And very, very clearly, we see it in the madrasa, when students have come to Dora, their whole mizaj also changes. that bigness comes into a person. And he thinks that now I'm also somebody great. We see it very clearly. You can see it by the character of the person, the way the person speaks, etc. Illa mashaAllah. Otherwise, a person's kirdar, his character, kuftar, his way of speaking, raftar, his walking, you can make out that this person has changed now. Okay? So, this is very important that tazkiyah must take place. That this bigness in a person, that I'm also somebody's bigness, we are Dora students, etc. This thing mustn't come in. But the more you go up in this path of Allah Ta'ala, the more humbleness must come to you. If we see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah is blessing, nobody reached where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not even Jibreel Alayhi Salaam or all the Farishta together cannot come anywhere near where Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam was. But Allah Ta'ala, when praising him, praises him, but what words? When Allah gave him the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Abdiyat, humbleness. So high was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but Allah praised him when he gave him his greatest gift, Quran Sharif. Allah said, ala abdihi. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. When Allah granted Mi'raj, where Jibreel alayhi salam himself said, if I go to the extent of one hair's breadth, if I go further, I will be brought down in ashes. I can't go so far. That also Allah granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of his abdiyat. Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, who is alive still today in the heaven. And that also, why? Because qala inni Abdullah, abdiyat. So that is so important. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered Makkah Sharif as the conqueror of Makkah, and such a conquest that the world did not see before, and the world hasn't seen after, without one drop of blood being shed, and what treatment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam got before in Makkah Sharif, how the people of Makkah treated him, and till that time what enmity and what hatred they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Today was his occasion. In fact, one Sahabi who was carrying the flag of the Muslims, he said, Al-Yawm Yawmul Malama. There is a day of revenge now. Now we will show the kuffar of Makkah. We have today gained control and we are entering Makkah victoriously. Just imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the flag taken away from him and given to another Sahabi and told him to announce, Al-Yawm Yawmul Marham. This is the day we will show kindness. This is the day we will show forgiveness. This is the day we will give clemency to everyone, amnesty to everyone. So that was how Nabi. And when he entered, he was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel. And how was his head? Bowed down. And what were the words on his tongue? Oh Allah, I'm your slave. Today I'm entering as a slave, Makkah Sharif. So this is what Allah, this abdiyah. So the more higher a person goes, Mi'raj, revelation of Quran Sharif, conquest of Makkah, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't go like a big king, a proud king, or like a dictator or something. He went as a humble servant of Allah. So this cannot come into a person. As we read going higher kitabs, then if shaitan also, nafs also, you are somebody. You know your Quran Sharif very well. Your door, your tajweed is very good. Pride comes in. You make tarawih, people start praising you. It's human nature. It's just need you like it. To like it is nothing wrong. It's human nature. But then pride comes into you. So therefore, tazkiyah is absolutely essential in person speaking. So niyyah. Then, for example, another thing which is common with students, what all people, anger. Just now we have one case of one of our students, just in an argument with his wife, hardly a year they are married, he divorced his wife. What a terrible tragedy, isn't it? Why is it? He didn't make his tazkiyah. He didn't learn to harness and control his anger. And this happens also all the time. How many people, policemen, they got firearms in their hand, they kill their whole family, they kill themselves also. Because they didn't learn this, how to control the anger which is within a person. So all this has to be learned. Humility must come into a person. Another sickness which is very common, just to blabber and to talk all the time. Very common with students also. You say you have to have some tea, etc. But actually, that is a bluff. Tea you can have on your own also. But why you have to have it all together? The talking that takes place. And in the talking, inadvertently, you fall into backbiting. And one serious guna for students, be aware of this and save yourself from it, when you make the, when you backbite about your ustad. To backbite about a Muslim, the Quran Sharif says, it's like eating the dead flesh of your Muslim brother. How terrible is that? Eh? Backbiting is like worse than committing incest, adultery with your own mother. How terrible backbiting is. That is of an ordinary Muslim. And then of an alim, it is terrible. And of your ustad, who is your muhsin, how terrible, isn't it? But this is also unfortunately very, very common, and one of the very great destructive elements for a student. He might study, he might get zahiri ulum, but batini ulum, ilm of the heart, he will be deprived by Allah. And Allah Ta'ala takes work from those people who have gained ilm of the heart. They might not have been the best students in the madrasa days. They were not the most cleverest. They were not even the most hard-working. But they took the ilm in the correct way. Allah Ta'ala took great, great work from them. So for this, one thing which I wanted to stress today is that to make zikr of Allah. I'll just first translate that ayat a little bit. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That person has become 100% in every way successful who has made tazkiyah of his nafs, purified his nafs. And the person who did that, whatever, your niyat is good, even in your eating you are getting so much sabah. A person who made tazkiyah will go to toilet according to sunnah. And on going to toilet, what sabah he will get, what another person doesn't get in the whole night's tahajjud. Which is a natural thing, we have to go to toilet. But you do it according to sunnah, you read the relevant dua. A thing like going to toilet will be written as ibadat in your account. When we read the duas, etc. also. And you can make many niyas also when you go to toilet. And according to that, just for this act which you cannot, like Mufti Mahmood Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, said, that the going to toilet is like going to jail. You have to go, nobody can. And for this jail, there is no bail also. You can't pay bail and say, I'll stay out of jail. Toilet, whether you're the king, whether you're the police commissioner, whether you're a big wali, everyone toilet, you have to go. And you can't ask somebody to do locum for you. That I'm a very busy person, I haven't got time to go toilet. You go for me toilet. No, you'll have to go yourself. And how long the toilet detains you, you'll have to sit so long. Sometimes you get finished very quickly, but sometimes the urine drops just not stopping, the stool is just not stopping, you finish, again your stomach is making gurgur, again something is coming out. As long as it detains you, you'll have no choice, you'll have to sit there. And you'll have to finish up properly. So, but if you did it all with the correct meal, that my stomach will be clean, now when I make wudu, no winds will come, I won't have doubts in my namaz, that is my wudu broken or not, my stomach is properly clean, and you went to toilet, now I have to go for sabah, I have to sit in a bayan, I'll be able to pay full attention. Half of my mind won't be in the toilet. And your stomach, you didn't work it out, and the ustad is taking a bit longer today, 2 minutes extra time, and then perhaps you start swearing the ustad in your heart. I have to go toilet and now he's making more bayan. I hope he can finish up. Now I want to go. But if you went properly finished, now your mind is free. You can pay full, proper attention. We know sometimes it happens, your stomach starts just working before namaz. Now why in namaz also? And today the imam sahab decided to read even more longer tilawat. And now here your stomach is working, you got a problem. So if you screen, you make all this niyat, you can make many niyat, you get so much sawab by for going to toilet. What to say about all the other, for eating, for sleeping, for natural things, we can make him to ibadat by reading the relevant sunnah dua. And we can make it a great, great, great ibadat by niyyah. So all this will come with the zikriya. So قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And the method which Allah Ta'ala has said for this tazkiyah, many places different. Here Allah said, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And how did they make this tazkiyah? By dhikr means to repeat. At-takrar. That is what is zikr. And what must you repeat? Ismi Rabbi. The name of Allah. Some places in the Quran it says, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Remember Allah. And other places like here, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Remember the name of Allah. So some places it is, remember Allah. And other places, remember the name of Allah. Other places, remember the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So all this, so the name of Allah that a person repeats, which is called in our language, a person is making dhikr. Continuously, Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah is repeating, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. This is it, repeating it all, the name. Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All this is it. Hey, like now after Asaf 33 times Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allah, but all this repetition. So much we read in the hadith, if you repeat this 100 times, you repeat it 10 times, you read 80 times durood on a Friday after Asr, all this repetition, this is zikr. And so Allah says, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And now you made salah. After your heart was clean, you will see the difference. And then in this hadith sharif, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِطَالَةٍ. Everything has got a cleanser, a polisher. For example, you want to wash your clothes, you use washing powder. You want to wash your dishes, don't put washing powder there in your dishes. Then you'll have to use dishwashing powder. It's different. You want to wash your body, don't go and take washing powder. And you wash your body. Then you'll have to use soap, which is for the body. So for everything, you want to clean the floor, then you use something else. You want to clean the toilet, handy. A different type of cleaner. So don't go and use what you clean the toilet pan, that heavy chemicals in there. Don't use it when you want to wash your head. You destroy yourself. And this was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words 1400 years ago. You couldn't be shaving too far. Everything has got a different cleanser and a polisher also. You want to polish the floor is a different polish. You want to polish your furniture is a different polish. You want to polish your car is a different polish. So, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wasn't interested in all these other things. He referred to the heart. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تِقَالَةٌ وَتِقَالَةُ الْقَلْبِ. The cleanser and polisher of the heart. Dhikrullah is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This you can't go buy in any supermarket. You can't go in a shop where they sell all cleansing material. And you tell them, give me something, some cleanser for the heart. I want some cleanser. This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us is dhikrullah. So what I request and suggest to the student, one thing which is a duty for the students after Fajr, to read Yasin Sharif 10 times La ilaha illallah, 10 times Astaghfir, 10 times Durood Sharif, do this. That all students have to do. But more than that, we sit in the morning, we make zikr, just doesn't take more, about 5 or 7 minutes. Come sit for the zikr and do this regularly and don't do it as a formality. And also don't do it like some students come there like it's a sleeping period. There is like some people, your sleep is not finished when you get up from bed, when you go to toilet, the person is sitting so quiet, looks like he's finishing his sleep there. Whatever few minutes he still has to sleep, he's sleeping it away in the toilet. So yet the zikr period is not a sleeping period. Like in Jamaat also, after Fajr, 6 points. Normally the poor person is making 6 points, he's the only one awake. All the others are sleeping period. And when you say, after the Dawan, Alhamdulillah, his alarm clock went up. Now it's time to get up, because the sleep is over, now it's time to get up. It shouldn't be like that. Make zikr. And then learn how to make the zikr. do it properly, and you'll see in your 6 years of stay, together with your HIPS class, whatever, great amount of tazkiyah will take place. Now, a lot of other things that go with tazkiyah, but this is what the Quran Sharif has prescribed. By the zikr of Allah, make your tazkiyah. And then see the difference. Alhamdulillah, few of our old students have said that since now the tazkiyah program is in the madrasa, we see the difference in the students who came out before and who came out after this. So, and many other people also. And this is a very important aspect. So inshallah, try and attend the zikr programs also. Be concerned of your tazkiyah also. And when you can, attend the programs also here. In fact, one person, he wrote a lengthy letter in which he explains the ulama that were produced in the past, long before. Because they all did tazkiyah. After they completed the studies, they stayed with ulama to do a suhbah, to make the tazkiyah. And he says, you can see clearly the difference of those ulama and those ulama who don't do the tazkiyah. There's a world of difference. So he begged us that we, after the student finishes his alim course, I think he wrote 6 months, that they must stay in the company of some sohbet of some sheikh. Then only give them their sunnah. The easy way we thought, we made Madura, nothing is past this year, but students must spend at least Ramzan. And spend 3 Ramzans, 40 days, not only 30, 40 days in the company of some sheikh. And then we will give you your sunnah. It's not past, you don't have to get high blood pressure or anything like that. But that is very important. That over the 6 years, every second year, for example, this is encouragement, try and spend 40 days in the company of a sheikh who you are teaching. And spend your 40 days there for 3 years, they say it will be 4 months, 3 40-day periods. So it will be a 4 month period. You will come back for the rest of your life, you will see the difference. And if you haven't, then after you have completed, spend 4 months in the company of some sheikh, spend 6 months. In the past, people used to spend years and years in the company of mashayikh. And really the difference, they read the same kitabs we are reading today. The difference is, like Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi, somebody asked him, that we all read the same kitabs, we were friends together in the same class. Class fellows, same ustad, same kitab. How come you went so far and so high and we still just where we were? He said, Rijalullah ke saath, Kitabullah ke saath, humne kutub meaning, humne kutub meaning ki, with a ka, we read kitabs. Kutub meaning ke saath, humne kutub meaning ki. The great man of Allah, we stayed in their company. This was the difference. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand this. You've got the opportunity, and before the tasawwuf was a foreign thing, we didn't know it was gone out of the market, so to say. Our mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, our Shaykh al-Mashayikh, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, many other mashayikh, Mawlana Mashayikh, Masihullah Sahib rahmatullah, many others, they brought it back into the market. And now try and apply yourself. It's ready on the plate for you, and you yourself will see the great benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.